The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your Boys Boys presents the 5th Annual Wicked Chicken Christmas / New Year's Day Special, starring your Boys Boys, Marv Albert,
Adam Sandler,
Sir Regis Philbin, Meryl Reese, James Gandolfini, and Sir Paul McCartney, and 3 special surprise musical guests, sponsored by Geico, Bud Light, and by Tyson, makers of the Tyson Vacuum. It will rip out Dirt's heart and eat its children. And now, your Boys Boys.
It's the holiday season.
Yay.
Hey, hey. All right. Santa Claus. Woo. It is good to be here, guys. I don't know about you, but this is one of the nicer holiday seasons I've ever been a part of.
Oh, yeah? Oh, the chicken is good.
The chicken's always great. I mean, it's Wicked Chicken Christmas. Except for that one year when we had Whistler's Chicken Christmas. What else would you expect?
It faded out.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
We had a technical glitch, but I'm going to lay the other thing in there anyway. So, I think the important thing to start the show off with is to welcome everyone to the new voice on the show, Dr. Brownson?
Bronstein.
Bronstein.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. First time ever?
No. Been on for 4 years, actually.
Congratulations for being on the show for the first time ever.
No, four years.
I'm sorry, 4 years of what?
I've been on the show for 4 years.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Tim,
are you familiar with Dr. Bronstein?
Charles Bronson?
No, not Charles Bronson. Not Death Wish.
Oh,
no.
Bronson Pinchot. Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous. I know
God,
him. Sure, sure.
And also, if that's him, he's let himself go pretty bad.
He's an old famous actor. I mean, he's in Perfect Strangers, and he was in the Beverly Hills Cop. I mean, he's got that money. That's what you do once you get the money, is you let yourself go, right?
Wow, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a little extreme, but hey, you know. Whatever.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry
Christmas.
Like you very much.
Merry Christmas. And especially,
shouldn't we say happy holidays, though?
I always just say Bon Natale.
Well, I like Bon Natale because you're saying Merry Christmas, but you're not offending people, because in this country, it's very important, more than anything else, that we don't offend. Because offending people is, to me, is almost worse than killing them. I think
I'd rather be shot dead.
Than be put in a position to be insulted or embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Dr. Brownstein?
Well, it depends what kind of insulting, but yeah, you definitely.
Well, how do you mean?
Yeah. That's it. I don't go into depth.
Oh, okay. Superficial Brownstein?
Yeah, that's it.
So this is the fifth in a series of Wicked Chicken celebrations.
It's the first annual, fifth annual.
It's the fifth annual, first annual is actually what it is,
okay,
if you think
gotcha.
About it.
And somebody here doesn't have Old Bay's fries.
We ate them before you got here.
No,
this is what you
I
get for showing
them.
Up late all the time.
Could you please pass them? That's what I'm trying to say.
No.
I didn't bring any.
You're crab seasoning intolerant. We give it to you now, you're going to be phlegmy for the rest of the show.
This fucking guy.
Right?
Hey.
So. Okay,
well.
This is the fifth.
Fifth, yeah.
So we have four underneath our history.
Right.
And I feel like in the course of YBB, we have certain, I believe the industry term would be tentpole shows. We have the Wicked Chicken shows. We have our YBBs when we present awards.
Right.
We have
Shows where we don't have any ideas, so we pull one of these out.
We have our Hoggy Fests. But this Wicked Chicken Christmas, I think, is my favorite. The holiday season is my favorite. And this one more than any other one. I think that this show... is mired in a lot of hatred and sarcasm and anger.
Mostly hatred, not too much sarcasm.
Well, there's a percentage of sarcasm in there somewhere. But this one is more of a celebration. This one really is more of a happy, uplifting kind of show. Starts out with a little holiday tune. We're going to talk about Christmas gifts. We're going to talk about Christmas joy. We're going to talk about happiness. Everything the Jews don't get to experience because this isn't their season.
Yep, and we've got special guests coming up.
We have guests coming up. I'd rather not say who, but let's just say they're awesome. Because what else would you expect from this show at this point with
as
many shows as we've
awesome?
Done? Oh, yeah.
They're all
inside. Every single one of them?
How about Paul McCartney?
What? Oh,
Paul McCartney's awesome. Yeah, that's for sure.
That's beyond awesome. That's my generation's, some older generation's guy. That's right. What's so great about him.
Yeah.
He's like the past generation guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I lay no claim to him because even, you know, I'm born pretty much in a post-Wings era, but I recognize the genius that is Paul McCartney. I feel like without Paul McCartney, you'd still have a Beatles and they'd still have meaning, but they wouldn't have the volume of work that Paul pumped out for them over their short
it would
run.
Be Lennon and Starr as the songwriting team.
I would like that. I would like that too. Nice, like almost like a White Stripe sort of arrangement where Lennon plays the guitar and sings, and Ringo just plays drums and has nice breasts.
Well, they did that.
I think that would be good.
So, are you saying that Paul McCartney is the Marv Albert of music?
Paul McCartney's the Marv.
Paul McCartney's a Jew.
In what capacity would they be comparable?
Iconic. I would say ubiquitous. The gold standard for many decades and still going strong. Although, you know, I would have to say below the belt, I'm probably going a little stronger than most people half my age. But
what's your basis for comparison on that?
Let's just say that I've gotten some good reviews in my videotape sessions. I go back and I narrate them. I watch the previous night's performance, and I go over it again and the next night, right? As kind of a precursor. Hey, baby, this is what you're gonna get.
It's like
Merry Christmas.
So you show the next girl.
Well, it's like Tracy Morgan said. Girls. You got to look at the game tape. How are you going to be great? You don't look at the game tape.
Ooh, the facial.
You got.
Seven years later, he's still
we are
on the same.
Drastically getting away from Christmas, Martin.
I guess it depends on what the girl wants for Christmas.
The white stuff. She wants the frosting, as they say.
Well, then we're good. We're still right on Christmas.
Jesus Christ.
How about those New York Nets, Brooklyn Nets?
Playing amazing. All they did, basically a change of venue, a change of coach, and all of a sudden, they're killing it. And they're looking.
Aren't they horrendous?
No, not in the least.
Didn't they fire their coach because they're horrendous?
You're thinking of the Lakers.
No, I'm pretty sure they fired Avery Johnson.
Yeah, that's because what's
Well, because they're looking for one of the Van Gundys.
Yeah.
And because they're gonna try to bring in, what's his name?
Larry Brown.
No.
Why didn't they just bring him in?
Dwight Howard. Then?
There we go. Oh, you mean next year?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're lining themselves up to be big.
Okay.
But what does this have to do? Marv, I'd like you to stay on point.
Yes, because Tim has stuff to do, so this has to be a prompt and accurate show. Basically, we don't have time for your bullshit, Marv.
Oh, all right. I'll sit down here and eat some Wicked Chicken provided by...
Who else would Wicked Chicken be provided by besides PJ Wellens?
And Cherry Hill, or did we go to the Haddonfield?
We don't go to Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill's for faggots.
Sure.
Whoa!
What? Sorry.
I got sick there.
Yeah, because you're gay. No, because you're not gay.
Because it's not gay.
Because you're not gay. They tried to make you catch fag.
Right. Apparently.
You tried hard, too.
And then you know what? We had a fantasy football draft there, and the guy who didn't show up never showed up to work again. He got so sick, I guess, from not showing up. That was weird. That was the weird part. I got sick for showing up there. And I could feel myself getting sick during the draft.
I felt
that bad of a draft?
It was... Yeah, I wound up getting bad, placing bad in that.
Sort of just like Priest Holmes. Like this year.
Wait, what
happened?
You didn't finish first this year, did you?
Yeah, I know. Well,
he hasn't finished first in years.
In that league. But I've won every year, at least one league, except for this year. This is the worst year of my
this year was
fantasy
atrocious.
Football. It was a strange
so
year.
Bad.
I thought last year was a strange year.
It was a tough year for everybody and also everybody.
But we're looking forward to 2013. That's coming up in a few days, and
yeah, I'm looking forward to the turn of the calendar. I don't know what the first 10 days of the next year holds, but I feel like that will dictate the rest of the year for me.
Well, I mean,
the first 10 days?
Yeah, pretty much. Days? If the first 10 days don't go in a certain order, pretty much the rest of the year is shot at that point.
Well, what has to happen in the first 10 days?
Here's what I'm thinking. Okay. I'm thinking in the first 10 days, NHL lockout has to end.
Okay.
That's first and foremost. Sick and tired of rich people fighting over rich people shit when they're supposed to be on the ice banging heads and making it work for me.
Okay.
Secondly, I need Chip Kelly as the coach of the Eagles. I can't see. It's impossible for me to envision that not happening.
Would you settle for another Kelly?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want any other Kellys. I don't want, was it Brian Kelly?
Right.
I don't want Kelly LeBrock.
What about Jim Kelly?
I don't want Jim Kelly.
How about Kelly Ripa?
I don't want Kelly Ripa. I don't want Kelly from Saved by the Bell.
You want a Kelly Kapowski?
I don't want Kelly Kapowski. I want Chip Kelly, or, and I don't know if this is a possibility, but I'd like to see the team go without a head coach until Chip Kelly agrees to sign.
Lovey Smith's mother, her maiden name was Kelly. Can't you tell?
I don't want Lovie anything Smith. To do with Lovey Smith.
No.
I don't get the joke.
You had to be there.
I don't know either.
Oh, okay.
We can't have a black head coach. The Eagles can't have a black
we
head coach.
We can have a black no, head coach. No, we can't. Yes.
And how did that go?
Wait.
You had a white one before that, and he was horrendous.
Well, I think that if we have a black coach, we have to have a white quarterback.
Well, we have that. We got Nick Foles.
Yeah, we can't get rid of him.
No, I don't think we should.
Anyway. Sorry, I'm off track here. What else needs to happen? Sorry.
Okay.
Not what else is going to happen. What else needs to happen?
Hockey. Right. End of the hockey lockout.
End of hockey. Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly. Mm-hmm. Mike Singletary is my defensive coordinator.
Okay.
RG3 as the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because he's my keeper going into next year's fantasy football season, and he's a big deal at the price we have him at.
Yeah, he really is, too.
And as healthy as he is, I don't see any reason.
Yeah, he had all those weeks
that
off.
He's going to get better.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't see why he can't go deep and make this thing work.
Right.
And most importantly, and I think I reach a lot of America when I say this, Notre Dame win the BCS.
Well,
it's easy business. All they got to do is take out a weak, no ability to run Alabama, and you got Manti Te'o over the middle.
Oh, well, he's going to have a dumb deal.
He's going to tear
They're
up.
They're going to show him. He's going to show why he's going to be the number one pick in the draft.
First, that and he's, yeah. I mean, there's all this talk about Alabama's offensive line.
No.
They can't. They haven't been up against a front four with Manti Te'o.
I foresee Alabama's offensive line. This is how bad I foresee it getting, is that Alabama's offensive line will be fighting with their quarterback in the huddle.
Okay,
I see them being that frustrated by what's going to happen when the golden blue hit him in the mouth. And I honestly don't even like Notre Dame that much, but I feel like they're that far superior.
You know a winner when you see it.
I'm not sure Alabama can score a touchdown in this game. Plus,
it might be reverse of last year. They might not even get over the 50.
Plus, I'm seeing Notre Dame that they're going to wear the HGI helmets, and I'm such a big fan of that company. They do the Ducks helmets, and so I root for any team that they support as long as the Ducks aren't involved.
Right.
You lost me there. I'm worried about getting my for David Letterman my Marv Albert year end blooper reel set up.
Right. Nice.
It's going to be on Friday night.
Okay.
I gotta watch it. But by the time you play this, it probably might be old news at that point.
What's Friday night, the 28th?
Yeah, check me out on YouTube.
Okay.
But I think that Notre Dame's going to win about 35-14.
I know, 14? Where are they going to get 14 from? Punt returns?
You think they're gonna, because it's going to be out of hand early on.
Play it like
a couple of garbage touchdowns at the end for Alabama.
You don't think Brian Kelly really gets his asshole on and sort of just keeps pounding it down Alabama's throat
like that.
Don't forget who we are and who we've been.
He's not really like
that. And you're cute, Nick Saban, but you're just, cotton-filled football. Who cares?
He's dreamy.
All right.
What? What is she talking about?
I'm looking at this like.
Well, I think this is all going to happen.
These are my bullet points.
Yeah, you're going to have a good. I feel as though you're going to have a good 2013 then, Paul.
I like it.
Me too.
I like it. And on that note, I like the uplifting thought. I'd like to go to break at this point. Let's take a breather. Maybe we come back and talk about everybody else's bullet points for the upcoming year. And for the time being, we're going to go to break. This is Wicked Chicken Christmas 5. This means the following things.
Can it be V?
It's Wicked.
Can we call it V?
No, because V is for victory. And when we're fighting the aliens and we need to spray paint that V on doors so that Mark Harmon, not Mark Harmon,
the other
Mark,
what is here,
can help us save the place from the lizard aliens, that's when we'll need the V. This is Wicked Chicken Christmas 5 tonight. Back after this.
Another word for sack.
All right, read 'em and weep.
Impressive. How about this?
Neanderthal? Brian, your words are hurtful. My turn.
That's a country in Africa, isn't it?
Well, I was trying to describe you, but I ran out of G's.
What the fuck you say?
Help me! Help me!
Geico, 15 minutes to save you 15% or more on car.
Everybody shut the fuck up for our musical guest.
The Wicked Chicken Christmas 5 Holiday Special is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes will save you 1/4 of 1 hour. And by Bud Light, reminding you to have a very happy and holy Wicked Chicken Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Sons.
Sanford and Sons, like the biggest.
They're huge. They do all the. They're from. Were they from Ireland? And they do all the songs where they're playing the violins and stomping their feet while they're doing it. It's a lot of love songs and stuff like that. They even have a. They have a big song of with Monster. What
they're called? Sanford and Sons.
Sanford and Sons. Yeah.
They're like Mumford and Sons.
Mumford
black.
And Sons kind of a ripoff of them. Yeah.
The black Mumford and Sons.
Right.
Actually, Mumford and Sons is the white.
Is the white, yes, Sanford white and Sanford. Sons.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. They have an Irish junkyard. Good. Like everything's
okay.
Kind of a.
All right, we're on the same page now.
But yeah. I love them. I love them.
Good.
That was.
Wow. That's just one of our 3 surprise guests for tonight.
I'm surprised.
All Christmas themed. For you, for your listening
pleasure.
Well,
it's Wicked Chicken Christmas. What other theme? Well, a 4th of July theme wouldn't make sense.
No. No. Don't even go there.
We should do Wicked Chicken 4th of July. Actually, I think we should do more Wicked Chicken just in
Wicked
general.
Chicken 4th of July.
Like Wicked Chicken.
Maybe we just.
How about like Wicked Chicken what All Saints Day?
Well, what if we just revamp the show and make it the Wicked Chicken Weekly?
No, come on. That's
oh,
now you're
I like that.
I'd read that magazine, I'll tell you that much.
This week in Wicked Chicken Weekly, we. We review the newest flavor, teriyaki.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's not so good. All right, Tim.
Why did I not pick up on that right away?
Well, you would want someone familiar with.
Tim, stop being such an asshole.
So Tim.
Yes, me? Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Yes.
I'm going to paint a picture.
All right.
Do you have enough room?
I do. I do because I got the new 22-inch monitor.
Oh, all right.
I got a 65, I hope. Big fucking deal.
December 25th.
I got it for free, too.
You're deep in sleep because you had to work late the night before.
Okay.
But your body, but it's your day off, so you know, you're sleeping. You finally, you wake up probably at the crack of noon because it's not, you're not a kid anymore, so you don't have that overwhelming anxiousness for Christmas, but it's still Christmas, so you still wake up, a little smile on your face. Yeah. You come downstairs. There's the tree.
Okay.
You say, hello, Mr. Christmas. Lights on.
Ah, yes.
Lights come on the tree.
Right.
Mr. Christmas plays a little tune for you while he speaks in his Cockney British accent.
Of course.
What's under the tree, Tim?
For me?
For you.
If you're asking me what I got over the last day or so.
No, Tim. I'm not. Yeah. Yes, actually, it's exactly what I'm asking you.
Well, I got some cool. You know, I told my parents, every year Christmas disappoints me. I get like bummed out because it's not the ideal Christmas that you see on TV.
It's never.
Dysfunctional family.
Okay.
And the failures of...
See, now, I don't imagine you coming from a dysfunctional family, but go on.
It's never right.
And
what goes wrong?
What's never right? Is it your expectations are too great?
Yes, my expectations are, you know, that I don't have to go to work the next fucking day at that shithole place that I work.
Whoa, easy.
That there'd be lots of people at the house, and maybe, you know, some like hot girls and stuff like that.
Why would there be hot girls?
I don't know, but I wish there would be.
Why would you have an anticipation of things that you don't have a bridge to? I don't anticipate that I'll wake up and a small Asian man will be under my tree, because they have no point A to point B on that. Why would hot women be at your house for Christmas?
I also got a small Asian man for Christmas. Because I fucking can, that's why.
Well, okay, so you have a point A to point B. You want a small Asian man for Christmas, you shell out the money, you get a small Asian man for Christmas. Tim.
Yes.
Why would there be hot women at your house? And more importantly.
No, just like stopping by. Hey, you know, this is our neighbor.
During the other 364 days of the year, or 65, depending on if it's a leap year, do you have hot neighbors?
No.
Okay.
I don't know any of my neighbors.
You don't even know your neighbors. How can you tell me?
Well, I'm talking about at my parents' house. Like, I used to, right after high school.
Was it Heather going to come over?
After high school.
Tim, high school was 20 fucking years ago.
I know. I would say
you're so old.
3 to 4. Yeah, right. That wasn't that long ago, but it seemed like it.
It was almost 20
years ago.
Shut up.
18?
Shut up.
You're close to 40, aren't you?
Go ahead, pop.
From
closer to 40 than 30.
From
closer to 50 than 20.
Oh, God. That's awful. When are you going to kill yourself?
On show 128.
Yeah, 128. So
show 187 would be more appropriate, but show 128.
I would go hold off that one.
Wicked chicken suicide.
Wicked chicken suicide.
Have that's a wicked good. Chicken death.
Oh, yeah. So after high school, for a few years afterwards, six years afterwards, I would go to this person's house. I would leave my parents' house like as soon as I could and go over to a friend's house. And their family was huge, so huge that not all the children still lived there or would show up.
Like huge in the pants?
But, no, huge in numbers. There was like 9 children.
Like, were they all fat, so they couldn't fit in the house? That's why the children didn't
and
show up.
Like huge, like a Mexican family is huge.
You would walk in. The mom bakes is well enough to have her own bakery.
Okay.
And just an amazing cook. There was beer. There was just lots of people that we knew over there.
Okay.
And you would go there, and it was great for the next 4 or 5 days. You know, mm-hmm. We were a college break, and it would just, we wouldn't do anything. It would just do that.
And then everybody else grew up and moved on with their adult lives.
And, yeah. And then I'm still sitting around like, hey, stagnated. Where is everybody?
You have your expectation of somebody else's Christmas. But at no point in time.
I know.
Wait. But at no point. Why do you have this expectation? Even when you tell the story, it's not your Christmas.
It became part of my Christmas.
It became his tradition.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
I
understand that part.
And
of
then it.
It
just is a huge letdown. And every year
but
I get stuff
I
don't
letdown?
Want.
When was the last time that happened?
Oh, probably 1999.
Okay. Why is it a letdown?
I think Kurt Cobain might have still been alive.
Yeah, right. Well,
was that a white guy president?
I asked this year. I said, you know, at least I'm going to get some good gifts this year. So I gave a list of things that I wanted.
Stop.
I got pretty much most of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to ask you, was that list based in reality?
Yes.
Okay.
It wasn't an Asian.
And I asked other people. No. I already had mobile. At least a part of it. In a jar.
Where else would you keep it? It's an Asian.
Right.
Can't keep it in a can. It'll go bad.
Right.
It's true.
You could take it out once in a while.
Meh.
Put it somewhere else. But
try to escape. So we got to hobble him.
Yeah, I could. I'll show you where you could put it.
That's for gerbils, not Asian
gerbils,
men.
Gerbils, yes. What about Asian gerbils?
Aren't they just called guinea pigs?
Oh, those are
Italian. Italian. Right.
Get the fuck over here. Well, all right. So I got pretty much, you know, I still got a couple shirts. I said no clothes.
Okay.
And of course the clothes were made in China. And I was just like, I don't want anything from China. So my dad went to Cafe Press.
You asked for a small Asian man.
Japanese.
Where'd you get that from? Korea?
Japanese or Korean.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I said specifically no Chinese stuff at all. Except for the Apple time capsule or whatever. That's
okay, now
be Chinese.
Now you remember a few minutes ago when I asked you if your list was realistic.
Yes.
You're tasking your parents, who are very nice people, but you're tasking
your
parents
you
with
them.
Don't get me anything not made. Don't get me anything
normal,
made in China.
I ask. Okay, here's one.
That's
thing.
That's almost an impossible
no,
request.
No, it's not. If you look hard enough.
Okay, right. So unless you say, hey mom, can you put 30 or 40 hours into buying my gifts?
I did a lot
of
the legwork.
Assholes that send it to her like on Christmas Eve and
no.
Was pissed.
No, yeah, you know Tim is always ahead of the game and planning and stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'm sure she got the list in September.
In this case, I was. I gave it to him like a week after Thanksgiving. So I got my floor mats that were made in America, believe it or not.
I want some free trade coffee and go ahead.
I got that bath mat you see on the infomercials that, but it still hasn't even come yet. It's on back order.
What bath mat?
There's like this mat that you can put on boats and stuff. It's that like it's an info. You see it on advertised on TV.
What is it again?
I'm pretty solid
like
with my infomercials. I'm not familiar with
it. It's like a mat you could put in your bathroom or on your boat or whatever. It absorbs water.
Is it memory foam?
No. So they said they ordered that. I haven't seen it yet, but they said they
is
ordered
it. A chamois?
It. Okay. I asked for a beer mug. So when I go over there and I get some Guinness, that it is. I have a cold mug to drink it in. That's all I ask.
Okay.
So you're asking for a mug, and then you're asking them to keep said mug.
Yeah, at their
at
place.
Their house
for
yeah.
you.
Right.
Yeah, in the freezer.
Is it
their responsibility to frost the mug for you in advance, or are you going to do that before you leave?
Well, yeah, before I leave the house, yeah,
you'll
I put
it put
in there.
It.
Yeah,
but they're not allowed to take it out, obviously.
I'm sure they could drink it.
Are they drinking Guinness?
Else. No, I buy it and bring it there and leave it there.
Okay.
Or they buy it if they're in the shop right next to the liquor store. I don't ask them to do it, but they do.
But they do. Okay, that's
all right.
Fine.
And then I asked for, and then my dad went to Cafe Press, which is not a store. It's like you can make your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a picture of your face and put it on a mug.
Right. And
well,
then other people can buy it.
Some asshole made one that said, not made in China, and had a picture of a flag. And it was on a Chinese mug, because when
that's
we flipped
really
it over
actually.
And looked at the bottom of it, it was made in China. So I said, I don't want this. You can have it.
That's really funny, actually. That sounds like somebody who would be your father.
What a dick.
Yeah, so he wasn't even looking. But, you know, hey, it was a pretty good Christmas gift-wise. But it's just there's something missing.
Female companionship?
Well.
A future?
Companionship period?
A life plan?
Maybe a dog. Maybe I need a little
goals.
If you get a dog, I'm going to kick you in the head.
No, I think he'd be great with a dog. Like with one of those little Paris Hilton sacks he can carry it around with him. Because I'm trying to think of ways that you could really ratchet up the creepiness. And I think carrying a pet dog might be the way to go.
Jesus Christ.
What about a hairless cat?
There you go.
Tim, how?
Get Mr. Bigglesworth. Post-freezing Mr. Bigglesworth.
Right.
Can you make a New Year's resolution for me?
Yes. Yes.
Stop complaining and start doing.
All right, that's my resolution.
There
what
you
is
go.
Yours?
I don't have one.
Okay, what's yours?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I have one. I'm going to get less.
Okay.
I'm going to get less fat.
All right.
Oh, so we can go typical resolutions?
I believe it. Come up creative one.
Well, no, I would think, and this is going to sound wrong, but like one that actually like is interesting and suits you. The less fat, I mean,
less fat definitely suits me.
There's not a person in the world that couldn't go with the I could be more healthy.
Well, yeah, whatever that entails.
But give me something deeper. Give me something of more value. Don't just give me I'm gonna count my points and get on a treadmill.
Well, I mean, I have some goals.
Okay, there you go. That's the same as a resolution.
Wait, what was mine again?
Stop complaining and start doing.
Yeah.
All right.
Take all the things that you're complaining about.
Why does he have to give me these stupid ones?
You're going to be SCSG Tim.
No, I mean, like, you're still unhappy about your job. Do something about it.
All right.
You still don't like what Christmas. You don't have the companionship. You want a dog. Do it. You know?
Yeah.
Take it a couple places.
Next year at this time, I want to hear less complaining and more.
Okay.
You know what I did this year?
What?
Got a job. I got a job grooming dogs.
Oh. Job grooming dogs with a chick who's my assistant.
Right.
And she's 19.
And her
she's 19.
And she's 16. Hairless.
And she's hairless, and I finger blast her. Wow.
I'm blow drying dogs. It's the Shrewdell with electrical equipment.
That just piqued my interest.
So that's what I want from you.
All right.
All right.
Stop complaining, start doing.
So I have goals.
Right.
I don't have resolutions.
That's the same
that's
difference.
Good enough okay. for me.
So I want to get less fat.
Okay.
Significantly less fat.
Okay.
Cool.
And for the first, I mean, I've gotten less fat in the past.
Sure.
But I just want to get less fat and then stay less fat.
Okay.
It's like, two different goals.
Change my lifestyle.
Okay.
I hear you.
Why?
Because I constantly feel like shit.
Okay.
Okay.
I always feel sluggish. Well, I mean, I've already started. I don't feel that way even this week. I really started. I used to feel sluggish. No matter how much sleep I got, it wasn't enough.
Okay.
Mm.
I could fall asleep at any time of day, even after having 12 hours of sleep.
So can horses.
So
me too.
So that's number one.
Okay.
Like, I get winded on stupid shit, and like I'm just worried about. You know, I'm not old, but I'm getting to the point where.
You're pretty fucking old.
7 years from now, I may have a heart attack in Atlantic City.
You may. Or you may have a heart attack for a whole month before Atlantic right, City. Exactly. I mean, you never know.
I never know.
Just don't get any new front doors.
That was the problem, was the front door. Yeah, it wasn't my diet. It was bad home remodeling choices.
Right. Yeah, it's called asking Anthony.
Do I get to sing a Christmas song tonight?
No. Next question.
What is he talking about?
So... I want to get less fat and stay less fat.
Okay.
I want to do something about my job.
What do you want to do about your job?
You want to run the place, don't you?
Drastically change from what's going on now.
Does it matter what the drastic change is, or does anything count? Like, you get fired as a drastic change?
As long as it includes more money.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't really care. I know that sounds very shallow. And
no,
very,
no, it's what we expect from you.
As long as it includes more money, I don't care. Whether that's in a new position at the same place.
Right.
Whether it's same position, more responsibilities, more money.
Okay.
Or whether it's a new place altogether.
What if it's just simply whoring yourself out to the bosses?
That's fine. Well, that would be the same position, more responsibilities. So, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We're always going to Bonnie Bernstein it. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. That's what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to be more me, more Marv.
More be more Marv?
More Marvelicious?
The unvarnished truth. Wait till I get on Letterman. I'm going to unzip my zipper. I'm going to have my pecker hanging out during my appearance. So keep an eye out. Keep an eye out for that.
Oops. Plays through.
Somebody say something?
No. No, God, no. We're trying to enjoy ourselves. Okay, well, let's go ahead and go to commercial then. And...
I wasn't done with my goals.
Oh, go ahead.
I mean, you've taken on some, no offense here,
yeah,
hefty that's... goals for yourself. Bazinga.
Jesus
and
Christ. I want to get my own place.
Why?
Okay. Well, I bet you saved a lot of money living where you were. Yeah. That was my big gripe about him. Remember we were talking about him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is this mic on?
Yeah, no, it's still on. Oh.
So, are you talking about me?
Yeah. I mean, no. No. We're talking about Mark.
The different other you.
Wait, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The biggest gripe about me, what?
Oh, let's not get started on all the gripes about you.
I want my own place.
Right. Okay. Why?
Because I want some privacy.
Okay.
More than anything.
Okay.
More than anything, I want privacy.
Okay.
I know what he's going to be doing. He wants to walk around the house naked.
Right.
If he needs that, you know, that carrot stick in the fridge. you know, the little tiny ones?
Yeah, they're 0 points.
I always expect everything fruit or and vegetable 0 points.
No.
The head of the broccoli, he wants to do that with the broccoli.
See, it's funny you make that noise. I anticipated that he would just walk around naked with the horse tail. I figured, like, sort of like a minotaur sort of thing.
I'm not a pervert.
Nice.
I'm not a pervert. You're disgusting.
I know. It's more me than you. I understand that.
No, I want my privacy.
Okay.
I want to use my stuff again. I have all my stuff and none of it's at my house.
I want to get my couch out of storage.
I'd like to use my TV again.
I'd like to get my couch out and have a stranger sleep on it once a week. That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be fine.
And never email my cousin back ever.
What?
Huh?
I don't follow.
Neither do I.
Awkward.
Anywho, so it's good that you guys have resolutions. The question is, what are you going to do to make sure that you stick to them?
Just work hard.
Well, on the getting healthy thing, I started already.
Okay.
And I have somebody who's doing it with me.
Good. Always helpful to have support.
So she's going to be pushing me with it. So that's how I hope to. That's one thing I've never had in the past.
That's hurtful, but okay, go on.
No, it's not hurtful. We never did it in the past. We went to the gym every once in a while.
I've offered
yeah,
support.
I know, but I never accepted. So it's
right.
It's not hurtful to you.
Yes, it is. What? Yes, it is. Because I offered it, and all of a sudden I never had that before.
No.
Was that an impersonation of me?
No.
Oh, so she's pushing you.
Yes.
She must be very strong.
You set that shit up from fucking yards. Miles away, I should have seen that one coming. That's on the weight thing. The job thing, I actually gave an ultimatum this week.
Whoa.
To the higher-ups.
Okay. Wow.
So something will happen soon.
A real Jay Leno there.
What was it? Moving out. Well, the moving out will come from the job.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay.
Moving out will come from the job.
You're gonna make.
Have you
fun
thought
stuff.
About perhaps moving in with Tim?
Hey.
No.
Could you imagine? I don't want him walking around naked in my place.
Yes, no. You do.
with a horse tail, I think you'd be enamored by that.
I won't be naked.
No, I have the horse tail.
It won't seem like I'm naked because right. I have the horse tail. Because
he's got an innie.
And all the innie and all the hair.
I got a horse. you know what I mean?
The bit, the thing that goes in the teeth?
I know a horse. I don't have a horse tail. I have a...
You have a horse nose.
Oh!
Your mother's a horse?
Yeah. He's right. He's right.
No, I'm not moving in with Tim.
Right.
I'm moving out to be by myself.
So your resolution,
where?
If I have this clear, is...
Where?
I've just started
looking. House, apartment? You want your own property with well water?
No.
and solar power. So that when the zombie revolution comes,
right.
You're in a position to survive.
No, I'm gonna rent like a townhome or something.
Oh, that's nice. Why don't you move in with John?
I'm not moving in with anybody.
It helps.
John would be the last person. I'm moving with Tim before I move in with John.
It helps. See, Tim, that's not a compliment,
Thank
but
you.
It sounds nice.
Thank you. Where's my beer?
It helps defer the costs.
It's upstairs. Didn't you just go walk out there? I don't care about the cost.
You have somebody else who can cook a couple nights a week.
No, who? Tim or John?
Tim cooks.
You cook?
Tim cooks everything. Tim loves to make his stuff fresh.
Tim, do you cook or do you put vegetables on pizza?
No.
He makes the dough?
No, I don't make the dough.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he told me he does.
I did a couple of times.
See?
But it was wheat and whole wheat. You know.
Whole wheat? Well, that's good. That's lower points. I think you guys would make a great couple.
No.
All right, we'll talk about it.
No, we won't talk about it.
Over the break.
No, we won't talk about it.
We'll at least go to break then.
All right. We're going to go ahead and go to break. And when we come back...
Musical guest.
More of this extravaganza.
Surprise musical guest.
Back after this, Wicked Chicken Christmas 5.
Oh, he's got his sunglasses on.
Thank you. visited the Dyson R&D facility last July, I noticed there was one employee who had a terrible flatulence problem. He would lean to the left on some occasions, lean to the right on others, and just let rip. His fellow employees were at their wits, trying to contain the results of his rude behavior. And that's when I came up with the Dyson chair. Think of an ergonomic office chair, combined with a bladeless fan air multiplier, with its polarity reversed. The offending air is sucked into the cushion, and fed into a replaceable high-tech carbon charcoal filter at the base. The foam is acoustically tuned to absorb noises as well, so the entire office can enjoy clean, fresh air and freedom from the rude noises of inconsiderate co-workers. The Dyson chair.
Buy one at Costco today!
Gentlemen, Leon Redbow.
There was Ahmed and Cletus and Genghis and Nixon, Jamarcus and Randy and Tyson and Givens. But did you ever recall the most infamous reindeer of all? Heinrich the Nazi reindeer was the bastard, I suppose. He hated all the elf folk and trampled them into the snow. All of the other reindeer put on a Holocaust train, Bobbidi-doo-da-doo-ba-day-doo, didn't realize Heinrich was stone cold by shit insane. Ba-dee-dee-dee-ba-doo, he always tried to blame the Jews when their flights were delayed. Heinrich quit and joined the Reich, then was killed in 45. Nazi scientists found him and brought him back to life one day. Heinrich the Nazi reindeer, still on his anti-Jew crusade, still on his anti-Jew crusade.
I think that was amazing. I also would like to fill out a form to not have Dr. Bronstein be allowed to book the musical guests anymore.
I didn't book the musical guests.
That sounds very much like a Dr. Bronstein musical guest.
Why do you say that?
He seemed to be opposed to certain ethnicities. And
Tim's job.
Yeah, it usually is, but that doesn't...
No, it's not my job to be against ethnicities. Guest.
No.
I book
It's
Leon
his job
Redbone.
To play on stereotypes.
Right.
But okay, you're taking responsibility for that.
Absolutely.
So when the Anti-Defamation League comes looking, I should give them your phone number and your cell phone.
He's telling you a true story. It was there was a reindeer that was anti-Semitic.
I wouldn't give that out on the air. Well, I mean, Klaus was a German, so I guess it makes sense over the course of time that we might find out that some of the reindeer were anti-Semitic. I suppose. I already talked about what I'm looking forward to, what I need to happen in the first 10 days of the new year. Dr. Bronstein.
Yeah.
Resolutions aside, what's your what are you predicting for this year? Either personally or interpersonally or publicly.
It's a question that probably would have been better asked, you know, before the show so that I could prepare for it.
Sure. Or, you know, when you heard me talking about it earlier, you might realize we were going to stage it over to you guys and
yeah,
you might come up with your own stuff.
Tim, did you think it was going to happen?
No.
No, I figured.
I thought we were moved on from that.
It was on Tim's itinerary. But okay, we can move on. That's fine. That's fine. You guys don't think anything's going to happen in the new year. All right.
I mean, I think things are going to happen.
So let's just recap.
Things.
Chip Kelly as the head coach of the Eagles.
Yep.
Notre Dame stomps Alabama.
The Flyers are going to trade away some prospect that's going to kill it elsewhere.
For Luongo?
For Luongo.
All right. So we can carry two veteran garbage goalies?
Well, so we can buy both of them out next year.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It's like basketball where you take on the expiring contract
right.
to make
Except
cap
for
room.
Neither of their contracts are expiring
but
until
no,
2027.
But you get the chance to buy them out, right, so right. It's the same difference. All right. Well, Tim?
Yes?
Give me just one thing. One prediction for the new year that we can hang our hats on, our proverbial hats.
Okay, let's see.
You're going to go on Jeopardy. And go on a Ken Jennings-esque run.
Yes.
Until you run into a 4'9" fat woman
okay.
who decimates you on the 33rd what? Day of your run.
33rd
day of your run.
Tim,
she
if you
decimate
win
you.
Millions.
No, he's not going to win millions. He's going to 33rd, but he's going to keep just nicking out the $1 wins. So,
right.
That would be so you.
That would be awesome.
That would be so you. You would do that. It would cost you more money to take off work and to travel.
I don't know if we're
and
allowed.
And then you would get the taxes. This would be so phenomenal. Oh, my God. This would be the greatest thing ever. You would be miserable.
Your behind the music will be how you went into debt from going on Jeopardy and winning all the time.
And winning.
And couldn't pay Backing back.
Of, yeah, hotel bills.
No,
well,
Mom,
we,
I just...
I've already been on Jeopardy with you guys.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
we
it was
didn't
a
win that. That didn't go well.
But that was a celebrity
not,
show.
Yeah,
that
doesn't count.
Rehash
I
that.
Looked into that. It doesn't count. According to the rules, I can go again.
I blame you for that loss.
Hey, guys, I was on Jeopardy. Oh, how'd you do? I won 33 straight days. Oh, that's amazing. How much did you win? I still owe the show another $84,000 for room and board and per diem. Oh, well, that's rough. And on the show where you lose, you're going to lose by $4.
Mm-mm.
But
okay.
You're talking $48,621 to $48,625.
Yeah,
that's going to be the deal breaker.
Okay.
With the category of American presidents.
Things that happened after 1994.
Things that you liked after 1994.
Right.
In the art world.
Well, Tim, in preparation for this, though, since we know this is going to happen, why don't you start
it's
cooking
It's
going to
happen
up?
Sooner than you think.
Well, why don't you sign up for the January 10th entry competition?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
In fact, let me do that right now.
No.
Sign up for it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, what you can do, too, Tim, is you can... You can at least at that time, when you're up there, use those however many games you win in a row to plug your boys so that you can make money.
That's a great idea.
On the show. You know, like,
yeah,
okay, you're not going to make money on Jeopardy. We've already established this. But let's make some money with the show.
Right. All
right.
When you write your name.
That's what I'm saying is going to happen this year.
When I write my name.
Your boys is going to become big.
Right.
More than seven people are going to know about your boys.
Yes.
More than seven people who aren't directly connected to us.
Yes.
I like it. I love
like it. Too.
And we're finally going to take out those shit bags over at Yo Cuz Radio trying to do what we do.
These guys are assholes.
Fuck them and their fucking bacon milkshakes.
I hope they drop dead.
Fucking garbage time motherfuckers.
Well, we got them.
Oh, hey, look. There's an opening in the Philadelphia area. Let's do a show just about Philly. Oh, great. It's called Evening Magazine, and it sucked then and it sucks now, you fucks.
I like Ray Murray and Nancy Glass. All right, I'm going to go sign up for Jeopardy right now before I forget, because you know I'm going to forget.
All right, well, can we listen to a musical guest while you're signing up?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll be back after Tim signs up.
Paul and I can't. Okay, fine.
We'll be back after Tim signs up. Wicked Chicken Christmas 5 is now at the midpoint. Back after this.
Mm-hmm. Brothers and Sisters, Speak and Spell Records proudly presents Hawking for the Holidays, a collection of music scientifically formulated to provide maximum listening pleasure for the holiday season. The hits include Hark the Herald Angels Sing, with additional minimal religious content remix included as a bonus.
Funky in here. Hark, hickety, hark. Angels, sing.
If that is not enough, watch him change his voice module settings to sing in the style of a Black American soul singer in the classic Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. Jingle. Jangle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh bay. Now we're about to get old school funky up in the yabbity wibbity zip app zibbity do wop dibbity. Hear him shatter myths to the Jackson 5.
I am not even going to argue the existence of God with your children, but I will not tolerate the belief in Santa Claus, a fictional character created hundreds of years ago, and allowed to mutate into this ridiculously impossible being that, if you actually think for one moment, cannot possibly go to the homes of every kid and give them gifts. Even if we were to postulate that only 50% of children were considered good, and therefore, worthy of Santa's gifts, then that would mean that 50% of 2 billion children divided by X would be the number of mere seconds, or fractions of seconds required for Santa to deliver said goods. Then you would take the number of seconds.
Hear his fabulous rendition of Last Christmas made popular by the homosexual 80s pop duo Wham.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Additional tunes include Little Drummer Boy / Peace on Earth with Michael McDonald, the Hanukkah song for our Jewish friends. Although they represent a small portion of the population in total numbers, research has shown that their high incomes and purchasing power as a demographic dictate inclusion of at least one Jewish theme song to maximize sales, and, therefore, profit potential. And my favorite things with Johnny Mathis.
Books that I've offered and papers I've written. Honors awarded and speeches I've given. Cosmic space dust and gases expanding. These are a few of my favorite things.
On sale now. Buy today.
Sha-la-la-la.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Adam Sandler.
Hello, everybody. How are you? I was reading the New York Post the other day, and someone called Hebrew Hotties was there on the network. You remember my Hanukkah song, don't you? Yeah, well, I'm kind of getting updated on that. I hope you like it. All right, so let's do it.
Did you know there were Jewish girls that are high commas, nice face in butter cars, Hebrew high commas. Hebrew hotties are on TV every night. There's even a few black ones, but most of them are white. hotties are sexy. This you can't deny. The light they do is flawless. They're not circumcised. Place I like to visit is Rachel Bilson's luscious lips while dropping my face in Gina Gershon's cousin's lip. A place I'd like to eat is a cheery Applebee's somewhere between a belly button and her knees. Hudson is half Jewish, about the Goldie Hawn is true. Put them together, you have lesbian incest.
You're disgusting! It should be ashamed of yourself for thinking that!
If you like them older, my friend, you are in luck. That Jane Seymour is a Jew, that's Jew I like to shut your mouth! Just talking around about Hebrew hot mamas, pop one out a lot of to Hebrew hot mamas. Sarah Silverman and Deborah Messing, no shit, they're both Jews. Lisa Silverstone and Kira Sedgwick too. Paltrow was born Jewish. Elizabeth Banks is, that's a fact. So is Lisa Bonet. Like Sammy Davis Jr., she's black. Britney Spears won't celebrate no bat mitzvahs. She may not be Jewish, but Quincy Jones's daughter is. I was no Lauren Cohen long ago when she was small, so I won't tell you what I think of her when I've been dating my balls. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Hebrew hot mamas, no need for no drama. It's time for Hebrew hot mamas that don't include Madonna. So have fun if you wanna go. Just rub one out and let her go. To Hebrew hot mamas.
I'll tell you this much. I think it's a testament to how far this show has come that we have the reach and the power to have an Adam Sandler perform for us.
Well, that had nothing to do with Christmas. I don't know what.
Yeah, seriously.
Well,
it had nothing to do with Hanukkah even, which is what he what I hear him explaining to.
Well, he was speaking
security.
He was speaking of people who celebrate Hanukkah.
That's a good point.
Does that count for anything?
It has nothing to do with, like...
It's not about the holiday. You're absolutely right. And but
get it off the show.
Well, here's what I'm saying. At a certain point, you have to look at it and you have to say, you know, it's Adam Sandler. And he may not have done a funny movie in the last 15 years.
That's true.
Click.
Is that the last 15
Click
years?
Click was not funny. Click was depressing.
Click was sad. I cried at Click.
Click was depressing.
I'm not gonna lie. I cried. I really did. I cried at one point during Click.
It was really depressing.
Yeah. And I think,
you know, post 9/11 Scott didn't like Click either.
Post 9/11 Scott doesn't like anything.
I think the way that Click played so well was that you didn't see that depressing coming. Like you put it on and you're like, okay, here's an Adam Sandler movie. He runs into Christopher Walken and gets a remote control and funny things are going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And so they blindsided you
right
with the sadness. So not only was it sad, but like you were completely unprepared for the sad. And it was, I really did. I broke a little bit during that movie.
No, he did. He did the Don't Mess with the Zohan.
That's 08.
That was, yeah.
You said the last 15 years.
All right, so that's 15 years ago, right? It's 2013, so that's...
Well, no, not,
it's five.
It's going to be 2013. Are we counting it already?
Well, I mean, we're close enough. I mean, we're going to make it. We're past the Mayan cutoff, so we're good to go.
That's true.
So Zohan. So 08 was the last funny one.
I think...
I'm looking at the list.
Grown Ups sucked balls.
Okay, so here's the list. So you got Hotel Transylvania, which was a cartoon. That's My Boy, which was terrible. That's Jack insane. And Jill, which was beyond terrible. Zookeeper, which doesn't count because that's not his movie. Just Go With It, which I don't remember. Was that? That wasn't the one with Jennifer Aniston, was it?
I didn't see that one, but you said it was
It was okay. Just Go With It was okay. I'll put that
on
the
list.
That
was the one with Jennifer Aniston, yeah. Right?
That, so that's 11. So there's a movie in there. I guess he just makes so many movies. Funny People was in there with Cool Ethan.
Funny People had some decent parts.
But it wasn't, I mean, if I told you Funny People's a comedy.
No.
Right.
No.
So you go to Zohan. And no, Zohan,
which is funny.
Hysterical. Hysterical. Very hysterical. And then what do you got to go back to before that? The Longest Yard? It was a good movie. It wasn't funny. I mean, there was moments, but mostly it was an action movie, I guess. But point is, either way, he comes out with a movie. It makes $20 million. He makes $20 million, and it opens huge every time. So to have him on the show,
yeah,
even right. if he's singing something irrelevant, is at least, again, at least a testament to our reach at this point.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen. I just received word here.
Okay.
He's ready.
Who's ready?
Oscar.
Paul McCartney is ready. He's warming. He's. You could see him. Look over by the stage.
I don't even want. I want. It's like looking into the sun. I don't even want to look over. I don't. If I see
Why
him,
why is he so white and
and pasty? He's British. Do you want to go to break first, or should we just let him go?
No, we're ready. He says he's ready.
If Sir Paul McCartney says he's ready,
yeah, I guess we got to jump.
Sir Paul McCartney is ready.
Wow.
So I'm going to go over to the board, and I will get Paul McCartney going. You guys,
make sure you got proper modulation, please.
Well, the green eye looking like device opening and closing with the speaking. Then we should be good.
He said. It says here he wants.
Okay, well, I mean, pretty much anything he wants, he's got.
He's got nice handwriting, too.
You write all those songs at a time when word processors didn't exist, and it's like you got your practice down. Of course, every song has about 8 words in it, but...
Dear YBB.
Okay.
His handwriting's not as good as I thought. It's like so good I can't read it, if that makes any sense.
It's so fancy it looks artful and not wordful.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, sure.
Just want to get you guys into the Christmas spirit. Just because Christmas was a few days ago doesn't mean we can't ring in the new year with that and continue that spirit. Well, thank you, Paul.
That's
nice.
That might have been the nicest thing a guest has ever said to us.
There was one time. So what do you guys think? You want to throw it over to Sir Paul?
Yeah, he wants to be thrown over to.
SPM?
Right?
Yeah.
Tim, you huffed.
No, I didn't.
I heard a huff on the microphone.
Did. No, that was a sigh of satisfaction.
A sigh of anticipation?
Yeah, or whatever.
Well, listen.
Was that direction?
Basically, anticipate no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul McCartney and Wangs. Said you would, so what the fuck? Spreading round,
Get on your knees. Oh, don't look down. Simply wanting, I'm looking for Christmas time. I got a great big donkey dog. It's over 15 inches long. Wait a minute, you don't even sing it, Lloyd. Just look at dong, 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 dong. Well, that was good, wasn't it? No, it's fucking rubbish. I don't know what you're going to do. We have to do it again. All right, come on, let's go. Wasn't so bad, was it?
Wow!
Wow!
Where do you find these people, Tim?
Here,
that all share these similar interests.
But wait, excuse me. Not only do they share these similar interests, but if you know them intimately outside of this show, you'd still have no clue that they have these interests.
Well, that's true.
Like, for example...
You know, it's not just an interest. It's a passion.
A passion. Yeah, sure.
It's a passion. He wrote a song about
it. He wrote a very good song
about it. He's not the first one.
No, he's not.
In the list, the last 2 weeks.
but how
look at his shirt.
What?
He unbuttoned his button-down shirt.
Right. What's he got underneath? I can't see from over here. I'm behind the boards.
Oh, you sly bastard, you.
What did he do? Oh, come on.
You see, he's got a Deuce Bagley shirt on.
Oh.
XM Sirius.
Uh-oh. Is Deuce coming back?
That's a prediction I want to make for the new year.
Okay. I'm on board with that prediction. You can put that along my list. Okay. RG3 to win the Super Bowl. Deuce Bagley back on XM Sirius satellite radio in the new year. That would be...
Paul, can I have your autograph?
Yeah,
Paul.
Sure.
Yeah, you should give it to him.
Paul.
Yeah, no, it's no problem. Yeah.
Paul?
Yes.
No, not you, asshole.
Oh, I didn't realize.
All right, forget it.
Well, look, you to be even that close
gotta
to him.
I got to fuck up Paul McCartney autograph. Right here.
Put your dick away.
I'm going to whip it up my dick. He's just rubbing it in.
Wow. So we had, I mean.
Wow.
Every year Christmas in my real life gets shittier. And on
Me
the
too.
Show, gets better.
Right.
Under the tree, shitty shirts and shitty pants. On the show, Paul McCartney and Adam Sandler.
But no wings.
It was...
He got wangs.
He had wangs.
Oh.
It's Paul McCartney and wangs.
No,
about?
I meant wings. Like, we didn't have any Wicked Chicken.
Oh, no. Well,
should have showed up 50 minutes early.
That was all part of our preemptive... strike on losing weight for the year.
That's true.
We have to learn to cope. Our Wicked Chicken Christmas can no longer include such things as Wicked Chicken or potentially Christmas, depending on who it offends. So we have to learn to scale back in certain ways. Maybe we have to have, a totally tofu holiday season or something like that.
Ugh.
Yeah, well.
I had tofu tonight. I was eating healthy because I was thinking that we were going to have wings later.
That was a smart move. I'll tell you what, Tim. What time is your lunch tomorrow?
I don't know.
Isn't your lunch like the same time every day?
Oh, yeah, it is. 5:30 p.m.
Jerk. You come with me 5:30, I buy you the wings. We have wings. Me and you, we'll have Wicked Chicken work wings.
What are you off tomorrow?
No.
No, but I work near him. We're in the same, like, complex.
Yeah, but I mean, you can just get your lunch at the same time he is.
Yeah, I have a little more flexibility
than he has. I'm just looking forward to
it. Do you get to take it whenever you want to?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the schedule.
That's good.
Yeah. So we'll get Wicked Chicken work wings, and we'll have them at work. And we'll let all the people of Rainbow of Colors just be jealous, like the times that they bring in the wings and don't ever share them with us.
Oh.
So, Tim?
I normally don't eat wings at work because a workplace is filthy.
It is.
Why would you want to? Oh, whatever. All right. Well, I guess we can wrap it up.
You want to wrap it up? I want to let you wrap it up, really. You wrap it up.
All right. We'll have to play our piano.
Okay.
Not you.
Okay. Well, somebody else can do it. Doctor says I can't push weight like
that
yet.
That's true.
You know, this is your creation every year. We let you have the reins, booking guests, making sure everything is right. Do you feel?
Do you know how to play a piano?
Of course.
All right. Well, then I don't think we have a piano player.
I got this.
All right.
So you think it all came off swimmingly?
Well, let's find out. Let's play the song and get in the Christmas holiday spirit. New Year's spirit.
Nice. I like it. The New Year spirit. That involves less weight, more houses, and you two guys rooming.
No. Let's
see what I can do here. All right, we'll talk about maybe tape down the middle of the room.
That'd be nice.
Like each room.
You could have like the San Francisco side and the Seattle side.
Right.
You know, come on the mic side. All right, I'm going to see what I can do here, Tim. It's been a little while since I've tickled the ivories, if you will.
Well, it's a player piano, but I just wanted you to make me. Yeah.
Let's plug then.
Oh, everybody know the lyrics, right? The words?
Yep. There it goes.
Have a wicked chicken Christmas. Yes, it's that time of year. We'll eat wings and lots of things and fill our guts with beer.
Everybody,
have a wicked chicken Christmas. And although we ain't got toys, we'll have lots of fun, you and me, and your boys' boys. Ho, ho, your mom's a ho, but that don't bother me.
Dr. B just brought his girlfriend.
Kick her once for me. Have a wicked chicken Christmas. And because we are in queer,
speak for yourself.
Gosh darn frickin' have a wicked chicken Christmas this year.
No, I made doo-doo.
Oh, well, that's not.
Oh,
that's
my
not
God. This is very embarrassing. I feel like Al Roker.
You can't do that first. Otherwise, now we have to wait how long before we can have a Blumpkin again?
Ho, ho, your mom's a ho, but that don't bother me. Dr. B just brought his girlfriend. Kick her once for me. Have a wicked chicken Christmas, and because we are in queer. Gosh darn frickin' have a wicked chicken Christmas this year.
This year.
This year.
This year. Let's go!
This year.
Oh, you're beautiful kids. I love those kids. Aren't they precious?
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut up! These goddamn fucking kids.
That's what Christmas is all about. All
right.
The children's.
All right. I'm sorry. That wasn't nice. I apologize, kids.
2013 looks to be a big year for your boys.
Probably not. How long until we stop recording again? Two more shows? Do we even do two more shows? Do we do two shows in the month of January?
Yeah.
I guarantee we do at least one in the month of January.
Okay.
Two.
I say no.
I say two is a possibility. I say as long
it's
as
on the table.
I say as long as no one has anything planned for later in the evening on a weeknight.
Right.
I say two is a possibility. Because you know we're very strict about our time frames here and how we operate things.
It's true.
That if you have something planned, forget it. It's getting steamrolled over, bullied, if you will.
Right.
But if no one has anything planned for late in the evening on say a Tuesday or a Thursday. I think we can sneak another show in or two. For January. For January.
I think so.
I predict 36 shows this year.
Wow.
Three a month? Average three a month?
That's pretty good.
That's not unreasonable. And by the third show...
I predict 36 people will have listened to it.
Okay. All right. I like it. That's one person per show.
Does it have to be 36 different people?
Or? Well, that would be nice. 36 unique IP addresses would be nice.
I mean, I could get to 36 unique IP addresses.
But they can't all be from Uzbekistan.
Oh, well, never mind.
Ixnay on the IP's A.
Oh, what did I do?
All right. Everybody, blow a kiss.
For
the new year.
That's early. Mwah. Mwah. Good night.
See ya, I guess, in January.
Of 2013. Ugh.
So seems so far away yet.
It's crazy.
All right. Well, good luck, everyone, and good night, and have a wonderful holiday, whatever your proclivity is, but especially Christmas, because that's really the only one that counts. Thank you to the Schwatzes and the Jews. See you next week or whenever. Bye.
Would have been nice to
have some wings
chicken
or something
at that time, but hey.
You got the wrong fucking thing.
Way to go, guys. You're playing last week's show.
It's cold outside every day.
Well, we have to. I can't get into the Christmas spirit. But
you want me to like shake my dandruff on you, get the snow going or something like that?
No, that's all right. Ugh.